Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Bad Since 97 by Benson. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Bad Since 97 by Benson was released on August 24th, 2022 under TYE and Empire. It's more like August 25th in most places, but you know what, whatever. It has 7 tracks, 21 minutes, 25 seconds of runtime, 3 features, and multiple producer placements that include Jules, Steph, Denzel, TSB, Stone, Blaze Beats, Suck Passe, you know, yeah. Benson is 5 years and 3 projects in and has been one of the most consistent entertainers over the last 3 years. Especially, he drops and he features and he continues to work and he sounds nice. I found the sound on Bad Since 97 to be quite refined. The tempo overall when the project started was a bit pacier than I initially anticipated, but don't worry, it's not breakneck speed either. The project starts off pacey, but definitely mellows out by the time you get to Kenkele, which is track 4. That's the one with One Day Cool, and Kenkele has already proved itself as quite a hit. Things really do slow down on Modupe with Olamide, and that song needs you to listen while you're sitting down for real, for real. I don't know if it's like, you know, Friday night while you're, you know, smoking a little some, or, you know, Sunday slipped in and you just don't want to be disturbed, but you just want the vibes. Hear me out. This song could do some nice things, some very nice things, and could be a dark horse that will grow on many people, especially considering how it sounds sonically in the first instance. Benson also brought out the old Olamide. I mean, yo, the man was spitting, bro. I was like, what? Which Olamide is this one now? Versatility is definitely Benson's thing. I do hear some R&B and then dancehall influences in Benson's music, especially from time to time, but then again, he is formerly known as Buju, right? There might be something there, but really it's nice to see, honestly, because the mix of influences makes his sound quite rich, if we're being honest. It's Afrobeats at its core, but it is so much more when you consider the fusions. The groove on Loose Emotions, which is the last track on Bad Since 97, could really tap into Afrobeat in actuality, but graduates to a more digital sounding vibe, if I should say so. We have to talk about the collabos though. I mean, Benson has created quite a name for himself over the last few years, and I mean, it's a relatively short space of time to be honest, but goodness me. To have Wizkid, One Day Cole, and Olamide as your collabos on an EP is something I know many musicians would die for, literally. That's huge, absolutely huge, and it's welcome. The production team also deserves some kudos for this project, and there are some heavy hitters, like I mentioned at the start of this pod, and one simply cannot ignore that. Benson is here to stay. This EP is a journey with many stops, and that makes it very hard to pick a standout track or tracks. It's no skips. You can listen to it start to finish and repeat it. It has that replay value. The songs all cover different tastes and introduce a wide spectrum of what Benson could sound like. Maybe, just maybe, one of my points of gratitude on this album is finally the lack of a log drum or an amapiano sound. And I know that sounds pretentious coming from me, because I love amapiano big time. Hell, I may come up again. But I like that it wasn't about trendy, more than self-expression or fulfillment through music, really. Benson did this one for himself. He just wanted to make good music. It's a beautiful project that sees Benson give us so much more to latch on to. In a year, he's already been part of some greatness. Bad Since 97 scores a high 8.2 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.